Hear local and state news four times daily on Classic Hits, Q106.7 and 102.5.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rutman. Wichita's new mayor-elect is setting the stage for change in the state's largest city.
Former television news reporter Lily Wu is celebrating her commanding victory over incumbent Brandon Whipple on Tuesday, but acknowledges she must get to work quickly.
I believe that the mayor of Wichita is one person on a council of seven, so that person should be a consensus builder and a bridge builder. And we need to get back to some priorities.
Wu will take the oath of office on January 8th.
Crime is a growing concern in Topeka. Washburn University Police Chief Chris Enos says the recent uptick in violence is happening nationwide. Most of the crime he sees is property-related. Topeka's 31st homicide of 2023 happened blocks away from Washburn's campus. Enos assures the university campus is safe. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Hello, this is Rosie the Skunk for Atmos Energy. You might think I make a bad smell. I mean, of course you do. Why wouldn't you? After all, I'm a skunk. But my stinky fragrance is nothing compared to the rotten egg smell of a gas leak, because that could be dangerous. So if you think you smell a leak or encounter other signs such as hearing a hissing or blowing sound or seeing a vapor cloud, blowing dirt or bubbling water, do not smoke, talk on the phone, turn on or off equipment or vehicles, or do anything that could cause a spark. Leave the area immediately. Then call 911 and Atmos Energy. Atmos Energy will send a trained technician to investigate the situation. Take it from a skunk. Gas leaks just plain stink. Seriously, there's no gray area here. When dealing with gas leaks, it's black and white. Yep, that's a little skunk humor there. For more information, visit atmosenergy.com/gas safety.
If you know that sound, you know it's the sound of a bag of Pioneer brand Optimum Aquamax seed corn being opened. The sound of the most drought-tolerant seeds Pioneer has ever produced about to be unleashed into acres of unique environments. Innovation that turns unpredictable years into memorable ones, making tough conditions question their own toughness. Pioneer brand Optimum Aquamax corn products. Field proven and ready for yours. Visit pioneer.com/fightdrought.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly and the Kansas Children's Cabinet and Trust Fund announced the first round of Capital Projects Fund Accelerator Awards, which will be going to Hayes, Lawrence, and Emporia to build or renovate multipurpose community facilities. The governor's office said these facilities will create 313 new licensed child care slots, provide access to high-speed internet, and house programs that facilitate work, education, and health care monitoring. The CPF accelerator request for proposals will remain open for a second round of submissions through December 18th, and according to the governor's office, approximately $28 million remains available to continue supporting the expansion of multipurpose community facilities that meet all program criteria. Combined with the Child Care Capacity Accelerator grant programs previously announced this year, Kansas is on track to infuse more than $94 million towards expanding access to child care for working families. The grants are made possible by using funding from the American Rescue Plan Act from the U.S. Department of Treasury Capital Projects Fund, which awarded $40 million to Kansas for this program in early September. According to the governor's office, Kansas was previously awarded $83.5 million from the Capital Projects Fund to build reliable broadband infrastructure and extend high-speed internet to more than 24,500 homes, businesses, schools, healthcare facilities, and other public institutions in underserved counties across the state. To learn more about the Capital Projects Fund Accelerator, you can visit allinforkansaskids.org. According to project coordinators, the state's efforts to plug abandoned wells is back on track after delays in the aftermath of the COVID-19 pandemic. Ryan Hoffman, the Conservation Division's director with the Kansas Corporation Commission, updated lawmakers on the well situation during a Tuesday legislative meeting as the Kansas Corporation Commission oversees the well plugging process. Wells left unplugged can pose a health and safety risk to Kansans if they're near communities, And due to leakage, abandoned wells could leak into the water supply and or release methane into the air. Kansas began the process of sealing wells in the 1990s using fees from the oil and gas industry. And the program received a significant boost from federal funding in 2022 following the passage of a bipartisan infrastructure law which allocated $25 million in federal funding for well plugging in Kansas after analysis found Kansas has some of the largest numbers of abandoned gas wells in the United States, partly due to the state's early boom in natural gas production. Hoffman said the state's plugging program has capped 1,740 wells to date, costing about $18 million total. And by the end of the project, which will be completed in early 2024, an estimated 2,500 wells will be plugged. Hoffman said 23 contracts have been secured in the past few months after the program revamped its contractor recruitment process, and he estimated that the state has close to 9,000 abandoned wells left to plug. The Kansas Lottery has released its October 2023 sports betting revenue report, and compared to September, total sports betting revenue is up nearly 78% to $14.3 million, with mobile betting revenue up nearly 73% to $13.1 million. In terms of the state's share of taxes generated from sports betting, that jumped to $1.4 million compared to $806,097 in September. BetKansas.com analyst Drew James said the last quarter of the year should continue to prove lucrative for Kansas, and with its full first year of legal sports betting finally under its belt, sportsbooks will be able to gauge the full potential of the Kansas market just in time for 2024. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
The solution to paying your medical bills is here. Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic have partnered with Epic River Patient Finance to provide a hassle-free program that won't wreak havoc on your finances and credit. All patients qualify, regardless of credit history. You pick your monthly payment amount and the duration of the loan. All loans are fixed rate with low interest and no fees, funded by Equity Bank. Contact us at 785-877-3351 or visit the patient accounts page at ntcohosp.com to learn more.
You can nominate a deserving Kansas producer or landowner for the 2023 Kansas Bankers Association Conservation Awards Program. And this year, the Kansas Bankers Association, K-State Research and Extension, and the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks have announced six award categories. And they are energy conservation, water quality, water conservation, soil conservation, windbreaks, and wildlife habitat. The purpose of the program is to stimulate a greater interest in the conservation of the agricultural and natural resources of Kansas by giving recognition to those farmers and landowners who have made outstanding progress in practicing conservation on their farms. In 2021, over 200 Kansas producers and landowners were recognized through this program. You can submit the nomination form to your local county extension office or the district biologist for Kansas Wildlife Parks and Tourism for the Wildlife Awards only, no later than tomorrow, Friday, November 10th. A committee of conservation professionals will submit the names of the selected recipients to the KSU Agronomy Extension Office or the Kansas Department of Wildlife Parks and Tourism for the Wildlife Awards by December 8th. For more information, you can visit agronomy.k-state.edu/extension. Six Kansans recently joined the Board of Directors for Humanities Kansas. Sheila Phillip, the chair of the Board of Directors, shared that Humanities Kansas connects Kansans with stories and ideas, and their board members provide strong leadership and direction. She said they're excited to have these new members join them, and the new board members are Trent Danzel of Westwood. Danzel is the business development leader for Olson's Kansas City presence, and he serves on the Lenexa Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors and the Bi-State Cultural Commission. James Sands of Junction City. Sands is the current president of the Black History Trail of Geary County and a retired Garrison Command Sergeant Major in the United States Army. Brandon West of Independence. West is the executive director of Project Q&A Incorporated, an LGBTQIA+ rural-focused organization, and is a development coordinator for the Independence Public Library. Ginger Williams of Hayes. Williams serves as the Dean Library Services for Forsyth Library at Fort Hays State University. Elizabeth Young of Linden. Young is a partner and senior wealth advisor at Clayton Wealth Partners in Topeka. And Carol Hale of Norton. Carol is the executive director of the Norton Regional Health Foundation. She serves as president of the Norton County Arts Council, and she volunteers for several local and regional organizations. On Wednesday, Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that 13 manufacturers have been accepted into the department's Made in Kansas program. And Made in Kansas is sponsored by the Kansas Department of Commerce to help promote Kansas manufacturers to customers across Kansas and around the globe. The Made in Kansas program is designed to showcase Kansas-made products and provide those companies with a verified stamp of assurance for use in promotional activities. Participation is free, and to join the Made in Kansas program, a business must utilize manufacturing in the production process and meet one additional criteria that includes more than half of their components come from Kansas, final assembly takes place in Kansas, or the Kansas-headquartered company includes design and/or engineering functions. Tolan said some of the finest products in the world are made right here in Kansas, but the world might not know that yet. So this initiative highlights first-class manufacturers that contribute significantly to their local communities as well as the overall state economy. Commerce established the program to create a tangible means for companies to communicate that their products are made in Kansas, and certified program partner manufacturers have access to the exclusive Made in Kansas seal to feature on packaging, products, and promotional materials. Program manager Corey Ann Campbell said that having a Made in Kansas logo on products lets customers know they are purchasing excellence, reliability, and consistency. She said Kansas's manufacturers embody the Kansas work ethic, which is honed by more than 160 years of pioneering spirit and commitment to workmanship. The first manufacturers that have been accepted as Made in Kansas program participants includes New Age Industrial in Norton. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. RAS Incorporated is thankful for the farmers and ranchers this Thanksgiving. They work long hours to bring fresh foods to market for all of us to enjoy at the holidays and every day. Thank you for feeding America, RAS Incorporated in Danbury. For chemical and fertilizing agents, they do ground and aerial applications.
Are you drowning in a sea of numbers and paperwork? It's time to take control of your finances with the help of the experts at Mapes & Miller LLP. Their team of experienced CPAs and tax professionals are here to guide you through the mazes of taxes, investments, and financial planning. Whether you're an individual seeking personal tax solutions or a business owner aiming for financial growth, they've got you covered. Trust in their precision, dedication, and commitment to your financial well-being at Mapes & Miller LLP, located on East Highway 36 in Norton.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. The Fertilizer Institute on Wednesday reiterated its opposition to the EPA's proposed rule to tighten national ambient air quality standards for fine particulate matter. The organization also voiced support for legislation to prohibit the EPA altering the standard at this time. TFI President and CEO Corey Rosenbusch said that only 2 years ago, the EPA confirmed that the current standard is protective of public health and the environment. As they said, they've not provided any reasoning as to what has changed in the past 2 years, aside from the fact that these emissions continue to decline. According to the government's own data, fine particulate matter emissions have declined by over 40% over the past 20 years, and they continue to go down. Additionally, the current rule balances environmental protection with robust commercial and industrial activity. TFI joined more than 70 other industry groups in a letter articulating the economic impact the rule they say would have, as well as the faulty reasoning behind the change. We continue to see some improvement as far as the drought conditions in the state of Kansas. Latest U.S. drought monitor map shows still 84% remains abnormally dry or in drought conditions, and 63% remain in drought conditions overall, with the D3, D4, the two worst, at 7.63% in a couple areas in Chautauqua, Elk, and a little bit in Montgomery County, also northern Reno County and Rice County, and into portions of north central and into eastern portions of northwest Kansas. And that is a check of agriculture news. You're listening to the Kansas Agriculture Network.
This summer, the sound of a bag of seed being opened marks a year of unpredictability and sleepless nights. But for those opening a bag of Pioneer brand corn, it brings a different set of feelings. To them, that sound marks innovation, knowing every seed has been proven in the toughest environment possible, the field. It marks the start of the best year you'll ever have. Pioneer brand corn hybrids, field proven and ready for yours. Visit pioneer.com/innovation.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. High pressure is moving into the central plains with cool and dry air. Some cloud cover is expected over the southern and eastern counties through the afternoon, and then the whole state gets sunshine tomorrow and through the weekend. Temperatures stay in the mid-50s to low 60s for today. With a stronger high-pressure system coming in from the Intermountain states with dry air, precipitation isn't in the forecast for a while. We don't have any big storm systems headed our way, so things stay fair into next week. On the map, heading into the afternoon, high pressure is setting up to our northwest and moving into our region. With cooler air in the mid-levels, some cloud cover will linger in the southern and eastern counties, but we shouldn't see any rain. Temperatures will be a lot closer to average through the weekend, staying in the mid-50s and low 60s statewide this afternoon and slowly moderating into the 60s tomorrow and Saturday. Even warmer on Sunday will be in the low to mid-60s. No big changes overnight with clear skies. Pretty cold in the western counties, dipping into the 20s, mostly 30s central and east, and the wind should stay light. Friday morning, with strong high pressure in the Rockies and a low pressure trough forming over eastern Colorado, will boost our temperatures a little bit. We're expecting sunshine through the day. Wind might be a little bit breezy with temperatures staying in the low 60s. A warm front will cross over western Kansas on Saturday. Another small increase on our temperatures with sunny skies. Back in the 60s and sunny on Sunday. This afternoon in northwestern Kansas, we're in the mid to upper 50s with low to mid 20s overnight. Upper 50s and low 60s in the north central counties. Tonight, we're in the low 30s. Right around 60 northeast, low to mid 30s for the overnight hours. Southwest, mid to upper 50s and low to mid 30s overnight. Upper 50s in the south central counties. Tonight, we're in the low 30s. Upper 50s and low 60s in the southeast. And tonight, low to mid 30s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.